Christie's Gulf Beach Rentals welcomes prospective and active property owners to the Owners Podcast. Our podcast will cover various topics to help owners understand Christie's policies and procedures. At the same time, suggestions and recommendations will be included to help improve your guest experience and potential income. Please listen to other podcasts listed in the client portal area.
Welcome to Christie's Vacation Rental Management Program. Christie's Gulf Beach Rentals is a business that is owned and operated by Gulf Coast Property Management, LLC. We're located in Gulfport, Mississippi. This podcast has been created to help people that are property owners understand what's involved in the management of vacation rental property or short-term rental property. So I'm going to go over a few things that Christie's is somewhat unique for, and that is compared to others. So let's start out by talking about the fact that you have located Christie's on the web. We have a very nice website. I think you'll probably agree that we do. But websites aren't everything. That brings me to one of the points that have driven people to Christie's in the past, and that is that there are a number of companies located out in California that are trying to become property managers without having anyone on site, strictly operating from a high-rise building in San Francisco with a lot of technology. We don't think that's appropriate. As a matter of fact, there are a number of cities on the Mississippi Gulf Coast that require a property manager to be local. That must mean something. The fact that they have done that means that they have more than likely run into issues with off-site property managers. And this actually includes people who own their own property and attempt to manage that property from being outside the area. And those rules would, of course, apply to them. Well, if those rules were written by so many cities, there must be a good reason for that. And let me just give you just a few. For example, it does get cold in Mississippi, and we have a few days of every year during the wintertime when we actually hit freezing weather. It might be for a day, it might be for an hour, it might be for 2 or 3 days where we hit 30 degrees, for example. And there are lots of properties that have plumbing problems where, for example, let's say someone left the hose on and perhaps there's a nozzle at the end, but the hose was still on and the weather would cause the hose to freeze. And then when it's warmer outside, the water just keeps running out of that hole in the hose that was created. I know this is a fact that's happened to me one time on one of my vacation rental properties. I had another vacation rental property where the bib broke, even though we had one of those little cups on it, because it froze and the water just ran. Well, if it weren't for the fact that we were local and we check on properties during freezing weather, we wouldn't have caught those two that were properties that I happened to own. We were also managing another property. It was a longer-term rental, and it was an elevated building, and the pipes broke there also. That was caught right away, and they were all repaired before there was a giant water bill. As a matter of fact, even the water bill at one of the properties, where the water ran for about 6 hours before we were able to check it out. We were going around looking at all the different properties, but we were able to get the city to give a refund back on the extra charges for the water. So that's just one reason alone. There are also hurricanes from time to time. Most don't do any serious damage. In fact, very few do. Those are once in a generation type of hurricanes. But there are others that cause trees to fall, other types of damage to occur. So after a hurricane, we have to go around and look at all the properties and make sure that none of our properties were damaged, that the chairs on the ground weren't blown away, for example, or the barbecue wasn't turned over. And inspecting those properties is very important to us. Well, that can't be done by those folks that are out in California. And if they're going to ask the cleaners to go out and do those things, which are not necessarily qualified to do anything other than just the cleaning, then they're asking for those people to essentially become property managers without any responsibility. They aren't able to call people and get things repaired, for example. These are just a few. I could go in to many, many other reasons why you need essentially boots on the ground, that's what some people say, around your property so that we can check on it, we can make sure. We also ran into a situation in the fall of 2022 and the very beginning of 2023 where vacation rental properties were very, very slow. We had a low occupancy rate. As a result, there were week or 2 weeks that would go by for some properties without any people in those properties. Now, one thing that's good about having people constantly coming in, at least every week or so, is because anyone thinking about the possibility of breaking in or moving in is going to see traffic and cars around. Between that and our cleaners coming in and our staff going and looking at the property, there's enough frequency around. We also know who the neighbors are, so we get to know the neighbors, we tell them what's going on, and they have a local phone number to call if there's an issue. So it makes it more difficult for someone to squat in your house, for example, or to break in your house and for us not to know about it. Those are the things that we bring to the table regarding being local. We also have a lot of other things that are important, and they are listed on our website in the Christie's Vacation Rental Property Management Program page. We have our own website, as you know. That website has included in it, one of our most important features, and that is our client portal. The client portal is important because you need information. You need to know about your property. This is a big investment for you, and we understand that completely. As a matter of fact, some of us actually own a number of properties, so we can relate to that. Now, that may be another difference between us, for example, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast with our own properties that we have to watch over, and we learn from things that happen there, and we apply all of that to our clients' properties as well. Something that the folks in California probably don't understand. The client portal has been designed to allow you to get in on a real-time basis and check the calendar. Now, the calendar would be the Christie's calendar, which coordinates with Airbnb and VRBO and all of those other ancillary calendars. Everything is coordinated on the single calendar. So you go into the client portal, click, and you can see all of the bookings on your calendar. You can also go into Airbnb and see what we've written in there. You can also see VRBO, see the comments that people leave on both of those if you choose to do that. There are links in there for that. There's another link in there that's important, and that is our 24/7 financial file that shows everything that has been booked and paid for. So if we've collected money and we book this in about every Tuesday, we get funds in from third-party sites over the weekend on Monday, and then by Tuesday or Wednesday, we usually have that file updated, which will show you all the stays that have taken place so far, not only that month, but that year to date. And we also keep records of the previous year. So you can go back and check and see if you're doing better this year than you were doing last year. That file allows you to see how much income you have accumulated from the first of the month up until the time that you take a look at it. So then you can see how much you should expect to get when the payment's made roughly around the 10th of the following month. And that way you can get an idea if you have to pay bills, mortgage, what kind of cash is coming in. If you're over, that's great. If you might be short, then you'll know you'll have to make up the difference there. So that's what our financial file shows. It also shows the number of nights people stay and the number of people that are in there, some statistics. And if you choose to use those statistics and do some work on your own, that's fine. You can take a look and say you have an occupancy of X percent now versus this or that. We can also give you an idea, for example, for properties that are similar to your properties and see how they're doing. Although, generally speaking, the rentability of a property, if it's similar, for example, a two-bedroom condo versus another two-bedroom condo maybe 10 miles away, we have found that generally the rate of occupancy is about the same. So we can let you know, just so that you don't feel you're alone out there and think, oh, well, hey, I'm doing really well. How much better can I do? Or I'm not doing so well. Things are a little bit slow. Is that just my property, or is it everybody else's property too? We also have an email newsletter that we're going to send out about every 2 months that will give you an update on the market conditions, what's happened, and what we think is going to happen. And then we will look back at last year, try to compare the same economic conditions, and give you some idea of what we think the forecast is going to be. There isn't any terribly reliable source of information for this other than actual statistics out there, but we get a feel for what's going on here because we also work with people who own other properties. We work with several property owners that own combined dozens of properties, and we talk to them back and forth. We have meetings occasionally, talk about the condition of the market out here, the occupancy rate, what it takes to bring people into the marketplace, what they're doing, what we're doing. So we all help. And then if we have a period of time, and we do get these once in a while, where we're in need of another property because someone called us that had been with us before and we don't have any properties for them, we'll call one of the others and try to get them in there. And they do the reciprocal for us too. That has helped us rent our clients' properties on many occasions where they would otherwise have been vacant. So these are the benefits that we have that some others do not have, particularly those that are outside the area. Again, you cannot use statistics alone. You have to talk. You have to see what's going on. The statistics won't tell you that there's a big event that's coming up in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks or a month or 2 months, for example, and maybe we need to put the rates up for that. But we know this because we're here. We also get a lot of repeat guests that come back. They want a specific property, or they just like Christie's and they'll go to another property. So we may put them in yours or someone else's. If they're repeat guests for your property, then they know how to reach it. They'll go to Airbnb or VRBO or to Christie's also. Now, something about Christie's website. We offer free travel insurance. If they book on the Christie's website, they must go to the Christie's website and they must pay the full price that is asked, which is what they normally do anyway. But that doesn't apply to any of you who might be sending friends, neighbors, or relatives over at a discounted rate. However, the free insurance is great because it's not offered at VRBO or Airbnb, and there's some nice benefits to the free travel insurance. So let me hit a few of the frequently asked questions, although we do address quite a few of them on the website itself. And one of the things that we are asked more often is, what happens if I want to stay in my own property? Well, that's pretty simple. You can go to the Christie's website and you can reserve your property just like anyone else. The difference is that you may ask for a discount coupon. We'll give you an electronic code that you would enter in there and you will pay less than the asking price. Now, let me give you an example of why you might want to pay that price. If you are trying to finance this property in the future, if you're trying to leverage it, if you're trying to show that you have high income coming in or a certain level of income on this property, then you might want to pay that price as if you're a guest because you're going to get it back. That would show that you earn more money, and you can do that with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. In any case, if you decide to stay there and you don't want to pay, then we'll give you a token that's good for 100%. That means that you won't pay anything at all. You'll go in there and you'll do the same routine that you would do if you were anyone else, except that you would get 100%. So it's real simple. That way we don't have to handle it any differently. We don't have to go out and do any manual booking. You'll just be like another guest and go in there. Just understand that if you are renting it, someone else can't rent it. So be judicious about the time periods during the year, unless it's more important to you that you are spending time at your property and that any income that you earn is strictly supplemental, and that's just fine too. As a matter of fact, as I'm speaking about this, that seems to be the new trend going on since vacation rental occupancy rates have dropped a bit since the COVID situation's been over with. We have extra properties now on the market, which are being shed fairly aggressively by people who are now selling them because they bought too many. So we're just trying to work through all of this, and one of the options for someone buying a property today is that they're actually buying it for their own place, and then if they earn additional income, then that's great. So if you decide, however, that you're not getting the income that you desire, we can also switch this over to a 12-month lease program, and that way you know you have a fixed income that's coming in every month. That's a good process. We have some clients that have actually done that. And then, of course, you can switch it back at any one time. We also take care of the cleaning process, the entire cleaning process. You're not required to go out and find someone to do the cleaning. We do that. We find the people. We make sure that they're the right people. We train them. And then we supervise their work. That's different than people, for example, in California, who will find someone without even interviewing them in person and hire them and hope they do a good job. And if they don't, well, so what? You know, the ratings drop and they'll have to start over again. Another thing that we do for people who have just bought a house and want to turn it into a vacation rental is we can do a complete setup for it. We can order everything. We can decorate the place. And you don't even need to be here for that process. So we've done that a number of times, and we're very successful at doing that. Of course, there's a fee for that, other than the standard fee. Well, let me get to what the fee structure is. It's pretty simple. We charge a fixed percentage of the gross income after we have already taken out the cleaning fees, which are separate. We charge that fee, and that's what you pay. If you want us to do extra things for you, such as have something repaired on the house, that's extra, of course. The landscaping, that's extra. We will take photographs if you prefer and you want a professional coming in. Professionals, about $100 roughly, and we can make sure that happens. You can pay that cost. So we offer you the opportunity for a lot of things. We have a group of people that we use for maintenance so we can quickly get your property back on the market. If, for example, the sink is leaking underneath, we can get somebody in there right away to fix it at a reasonable cost, and which we do not mark up. And then you pay that bill and it's back on the market again. So we take care of all of those things for you. Essentially is what I say to most clients when I talk to them on the telephone or in person, is that you buy the property, you sign our agreements, turn over the access code or keys to us, and we'll take it from there. You will receive a payment every month in which there is income earned, and that's really all you need to do. Especially if you are a passive income investor. You are a professional, for example. You have a full-time job, keeps you busy. All you want to do is make money. Well, that's what we can do for you, is we can ensure that you can earn some money, and we keep the cost down to a minimum. Your property will be well-maintained all the time. You'll pay any of the costs for that, but we'll make sure that it's not exorbitant. If possible, we'll shop around if it's an expensive item, for example, and we'll help you through that entire process. But it's something you don't have to worry about three or four or five states away. This is a completely turnkey program for you. Well, back to the ownership of the business. The state of Mississippi requires that all property managers in Mississippi have a relationship with a licensed real estate brokerage. And that happens in this case because there's a common ownership with Logan Anderson LLC or Logan Anderson Gulf Coastal Realtors. We're real estate brokers here in Mississippi, and the businesses are linked in that way so that it is operating under the auspices of the state of Mississippi. That should be good for you to know, because there are a lot of rules and regulations regarding real estate and property rental in Mississippi. And we have been doing this for a long time. Our property manager, Christy has been working with rental properties for about 25 years. We also have tremendous experience with everything else around property, which includes financing and mortgages and other ancillary things. So if you have any questions about any of those things, you can talk to us about them and we'll make some referrals for you, especially about the insurance on your property, because that's very important for vacation rentals, that you get the right insurance for your property, not just household insurance. That's not going to help you if you have a problem with a claim, particularly if there's a claim involving a hurricane, for example. You need to have that insurance locked up as a business owner. Well, I'm going to cut this short now because there's so much information that we've already provided on our Christie's website, such as the client portal, the guest binders. You can take a look at all of those things if you go to christiesgulfbeachrentals.com, and then you can contact us and let us know that you are interested. Just click that green button at the bottom. It says, tell us what we can do for you, and the request will come to us, and we will contact you and talk about what we can do for you. And if we have an agreement, we'll talk you through the entire process of how we get started from there. Thank you again.